And we've got something to put a smile on your face. That is travel. Always love to travel. And, you know, sometimes picking a destination is a bit of a challenge. That's why we're turning to our travel expert at 6:43. Anita Thomas is with us from Travel with Anita. And, of course, she's going to be on this weekend, 1 o'clock on Saturday with her program. But she's with us now. And, Anita, it looks like you've set some pretty cool destinations for 2022.
I did. And, you know, it's all really about the gift of travel. Because if we're still at this point in the holiday season trying to sort out what we're going to give as a gift, yeah. We can just give a trip for next year. And I have a couple of great destinations with a lot of fun things to do that maybe you can go with family or with another couple or however you'd like to do it. But these are some great destinations where you have fun. And the first one is in West Virginia. It's New River Gorge, where there's adventure and thrills, especially with rafting. It's the perfect gift for travel for those people who are the outdoor enthusiasts and really like to explore whitewater and things like that. They can do that with the Whitewater River that flows through deep canyons. And it's one of the oldest rivers in the continent, so I'm sure that they'll have a great time. And the plus side of that is that a national park there as well.
I'm not familiar with that destination. That's pretty interesting. A gorge in West Virginia. All right.
Yes, with a river that you can do white water rafting, and that you can buy an unlimited adventure pass that will be the perfect gift for that person who likes adventure, and they can do it for the whole season. And while you definitely can get your rafting in, you can also kind of stretch that adventure out and do aerial rope courses through the Timber Break Adventure Park, which is a beautifully wooded area, of course. You can also do kayaking. So if you don't want to do that rugged whitewater rafting, you can do that.
I don't want to have to wear a helmet when I'm boating, so I'm good. Yeah, I think I'll go for the kayaking.
Yeah, I think my time has passed for that. Maybe in my younger days I may would have done that.
Yeah.
And you can also do, take a tour for the on the treetops with a canopy tour. And you can also go biking along a boardwalk as well. So while this is truly the gift for the adventurous, there's a little bit of a downtime as well. And for cabins and places to stay, there are deluxe cabins with 2 to 3 or 4 bedrooms. Or you can do a rustic cabin or do glamping, which is the trending thing to do right about now. And to find out more about that, you can go to adventuresonthegorge.com.
All right, very good. That's in West Virginia, the New River Gorge National Park. Now, what's next on your list for 2022?
Well, I think this is a favorite for both you and I, and that's the Outer Banks of North Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
That is, I mean, it's the perfect gift for a lot of reasons. History buffs, if you like food, if you like fishing, all of those kind of things you can do there. You don't have to look any further than the Outer Banks for history that really tells the American story. There's the graveyard of the Atlantic there, which is an area off the shore of the Outer Banks. And it's perfect because there's a maritime museum there that talks about some of all the shipwrecks that are along the coast there. There are over 3,000 shipwrecks off the coast of the Outer Banks. I mean, that's a lot of history that can come alive with a visit to the museum. So the treacherous waters there, you know, claimed a lot of ships. So you can see everything from wrecks from the 1500s up to the German U-boats.
Wow. Yeah,
bit of everything.
When we lived in North Carolina, we had traveled to the Outer Banks on several occasions, did some camping there, and just really, it's just a beautiful place. And like you say, the history of the maritime history there is really fascinating as well. And of course, as a little kid, I was always thinking that, well, we'll walk the beach and we'll find that hidden treasure that washed up or something like that. Of course, you never do, obviously, but it's just fun to go. It was just fun to go.
Well, absolutely, because the Pirates of the Caribbean have nothing on North Carolina. I mean, in the late 17th and 18th centuries, I mean, that whole colony of North Carolina was considered like their playground for not only the pirates, but runaways and illegal traders. They really found a spot there because it was a kind of a lawless colony during that time. So
yeah.
The government played right along with the pirates.
Yeah, everybody profited from it, that's for sure. Okay, we're talking with Anita Thomas. We're talking about destinations for 2022, and I think you got a couple more on your list. So where do we go next?
Yeah, and if you want to check out the Outer Banks, it's the outerbanks.org. So they can have a little fun like we've had. But, you know, I was recently in St. Augustine, Florida, and, you know, we're just talking about pirates from North Carolina, where you can also find them in St. Augustine. So they won't disappoint when it comes to that. Because, of course, they have the Spanish history there, a lot of architecture. There's a fort that still stands from that period of time as well. And you'll find a Pirates Museum right there in St. Augustine, filled with lots of information, stories, and you can learn about what it was like on board a pirate ship.
Yarg.
You can definitely check that out for sure. And, you know, the Fountain of Youth is there as well, Bill. So if you want to take a drink of that water, you can see if it, you know, really holds true.
I'm willing to try anything at this point. Trust me. When I look in the mirror, I'm thinking, you need to do something, buddy. I'll try anything.
Exactly. And for more information on planning that gift of travel to St. Augustine, visit the website floridahistoriccoast.com.
Okay, we got time for one more. So where do you want to go?
Well, you know, we talk about Charleston all the time, and a lot of us have been to Charleston. But what I have now is really truly a gift for a visit to Charleston to stay at the Hotel Emmeline, which I talked about on a previous show, so some people may be a little familiar with it. But the Hotel Emmeline in Charleston brings along the luxury, the comfort, and that whole low country flair and style. And the great thing about that hotel is that you may not want to leave the hotel because it's so comfortable, but it is in a great location. And I have a really good deal for that. Through March 30th, you can get 15% off of your accommodations, a dining credit, and also a special gift from their gift shop there. But you do have to book by December 30th. And you can check that out on my website, travelwithanita.com. I have a link to give you that great discount.
That is a fantastic discount. You definitely want to check into that for sure, in a great town. And, wow, great food in that city, no doubt about that. Hey, you're on this weekend, so where are we going to go this Saturday at 1?
Well, you know, my last year I talked about a recent trip that I had on Royal Caribbean, and I had a chance to meet the godmother of their new ship. So she's from the Bahamas, so we talk a little bit about her life story, which is really very fascinating. It really brings about a really great story for this time of year, because she is a amputee. She had her leg amputated because of cancer. But she, you know, she talks about the positivity of, you know, coming back from that type thing. And, of course, she talks about traveling, you know, with that as well. So her story I'll share on Saturday.
Yeah, check it out. 1 o'clock here on WDUN AM and FM. And if you want to find out more about Anita, you can check her website. And, of course, if you're looking for a great place to stay, of course, Anita, always brought to you by Sapelo Island Beach Vacations and the Sapelo Island Birdhouses. And you guys are still taking reservations, right?
Yeah, we are. You can certainly give that as a gift of travel as well for sometime next year.
Yeah, and the thing about that is not only do you get to spend time there at Sapelo and enjoy the great beach there and what have you, but also you get to take a boat ride because you get to take the ferry over. So it's like a two-for-one. It's like cruising and going to the beach at the same time. So
Exactly. That's a really cool boat ride over, too.
Yeah, it's and the destination's fantastic. Anita, always good to have you on. Always good to travel. And I've been to 3 of those 4, so I need to put that New River Gorge on my next list and go check that out. That sounds like fun.
That's a good Christmas present for you.
I'm thinking. I need to do something. I'm running out of time. I hadn't bought the first gift, so I guess I'm glad you were on today. I will listen for you coming up on Saturday. In the meantime, best to you and Doc Bill. Hope you have a great weekend.
All right, thanks. You guys have a great one, too.
All right, we're at 6:51 at North Georgia's News Talk. Forecast looking fine for the day, but what about the drive? We'll answer that question in just a second, but first, let's update headlines. BJ has those from the Access WDU and Hardy Chevrolet Newsroom.